Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Psychological operations get us all ready for the next target and the next target and the next target. And through fear and all the rest of it. And what we don't realize is most articles that come out into mainstream media are handouts. I've gone through that before with you. That documentary was called Star Suckers from BBC. If you can get a hold of it, watch the whole lot of it. Not just the first part, but the rest of it. It shows you how the media works and how they put handouts straight from the PR companies, from military and everybody else, straight into the paper. Often without even putting a journalist's name in it. Sometimes a journalist will put their name on it, but they just put it straight in there. And I'd read an article last year, I think it was from Fox News, and they admitted that they were going to put out at least 500, maybe up to 1,000 fake articles. This is the Pentagon and PSYOPs. Fake articles in the newspapers using different names. Over a year. All to mislead us at home. Most folk think that your military is there to save you. No, they're also to work on you. Because it's not just the first casualty of war is truth. The first casualty is the fact that your own government's going to lie to you. Your own government is going to lie to you using the military. PSYOPs. Hi folks, this is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just talking about Star Suckers, excellent series on exposés on how the public are manipulated by media. And I think three or four folk have tried to get it up there on YouTube and so on, but it keeps getting pulled. But it does go into journalism, and they tell you how much of the journalistic staff have been axed from their companies over the years, until you're left with maybe one, two, or two people who depend on handouts, who depend for their news on handouts from the big public relations corporations that work for the big powers, the big corporate powers. Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just looking at the farce of life when they find gophers who really have incredible egos and put them up in the limelight, and they open their mouths and their belly rumbles and out comes these amazing statements of how they're here to save the world and stuff like that. But they'll use anybody you see, especially celebrities, because our world has been training us to worship celebrities for an awful long time. An awful long time. Back in the 50s, in fact, different parts of the big institutions said they eventually the celebrities would become more famous than the politicians, and the people would listen to them. Therefore, they'd hire celebrities to go forth with different ideas for social change, and they've been doing that all along. Of course, it doesn't matter if you've got a pea brain or not. Doesn't matter, as long as you're a celebrity, they'll use them for anything. And it's that Star Suckers video I've mentioned quite a few times. It keeps getting pulled off the web. But Star Suckers was put up by BBC4, I believe. And they go through this whole technique of how the people are conditioned, incredibly conditioned by the media. And they show you examples of how they can set up little stalls in shopping malls and literally get parents to sign their children down for life. As potential movie stars and so on, so they have the rights to their photographs for now until the child grows up and eventually dies, and do ridiculous things with the parents who are just starstruck by the thought of their child being in movies and stuff like that, which is all a farce, of course. And it also shows you in that documentary how the media has very few journalists today. They take handouts straight from the big Madison Avenue companies, the public relations companies, and put them straight into the newspapers, often without a name, or they'll put their own name on it. So really the PR companies give you what you think now is your news. And it's been like that for quite a long time. I've said so much about the charitable foundations and organizations. I've read articles over and over the years where I tell you, here's what these companies took in, these big charitable foundations. Here's what they gave out. I told you to get into YouTube and watch the video about celebrities And the video was incredible. It was Star Suckers, it was called, about celebrities. Not the porno version. Apparently there's a porno version out there, but Star Suckers about the celebrities. And the second part of the video went into the media business and showed you how they just live on handouts from the big PR companies and the UN and all the rest of them. But it also went into the charitable foundations and the big We Are the World projects, and how they raked in something like 90-odd, apparently, $90 billion, were claiming, and only a fraction went to Ethiopia. Tiny fraction. And the little fraction that went to Ethiopia was scattered by planes flying over to lead the people into a desert. These are all the ones the government want rid of, where they died. Because the government wanted rid of those folk. Amazing how it worked together, isn't it? Now, I like this article here because it reminds me of what I talked about a year ago or last year when I talked about the video. If you can get a hold of it, watch it. It keeps getting pulled off the net, and it was called Star Suckers, you know. And Star Suckers showed you how gullible the public are to do with celebrities, and how they could even put up, a few people could actually put up a stall in a shopping mall and get the women to hand over their children to do pretense cutting off of chickens' heads, supposedly as a kind of promo to see if they get on the television. And everybody wants the children to be stars, you see. But the second part of it was incredibly good because it showed you how celebrities are used for everything and how the gullible public, unfortunately, is true, follow the stars. And they put these front men in as heads of big charities who end up ripping everybody off, of course. And charities are notorious for ripping off. They go along with the foundations. Their money isn't checked. The incredible billions that pour in isn't checked. No one asks where it's going or anything else. It goes into pockets. But at least the Star Suckers, if you watch the second part of it, did go in to the Live AIDS concerts and so on, where the money went, or at least where the billions didn't go, put it that way. And this article here is on fraud, plagues, and celebrities. Geneva says a $21.7 billion development fund backed by celebrities and hailed as an alternative to the bureaucracy of the United Nations sees as much as two-thirds of some grants eaten up by corruption. Well, it's more than two-thirds. The Associated Press has learned much of the money is accounted for with forged documents or improper bookkeeping, indicating it was pocketed. Investigators for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria say donated prescription drugs wind up being sold on the black market. The fund's newly reinforced Inspector General's office, which uncovered the corruption, can't give an overall accounting because it's examined only a tiny fraction of the $10 billion that the fund has spent since its creation in 2002. But the levels of corruption in the grants they have audited so far are astonishing. This is just one fund, right? A full 67% of money spent on an anti-AIDS program in Mauritania was misspent, investigators told the fund's boards of directors. So did 36% of the money spent on a program in Mali to fight tuberculosis and malaria, and 30% of grants to Djibouti. This is in Zambia, where $3.5 million in spending was undocumented and one accountant pilfered $104,130. The fund decided the nation's health ministry simply couldn't manage the grants and put the United Nations in charge of them. Well, it's safe there, right? The fund is trying to recover $7 million in unsupported and ineligible costs from the ministry. The fund is pulling or suspending grants from nations where corruption is found and demanding recipients return millions of dollars of misspent money. Good luck to them because it's all gone. The messenger is being shot to some extent, the fund spokesman John Lydon said. We could contend that we do not have any corruption problems that are significantly different in scale or nature to any other international financing institution. So 3/4 of corruption is pretty well close to every other international financing institution, it says. To date, the United States, the European Union and other major donors have pledged $21.7 billion to the fund, the dominant financier of effort to fight the three diseases. They don't plan to fight these diseases. The fund has been a darling of the power set that will hold the World Economic Forum in the Swiss mountains village of Davos this week, which they had, I believe. And it's interesting. The World Economic Forum, again, is the same bankers, you know, international boys. And it's WEF, which backwards is few. It's for the few, you see. You can't get in. It's just for the few. So anyway, this goes on about all the incredible corruption which goes on. But as I say, you've got to watch Star Suckers if you can get a hold of that. It's very, very well done. As I say, I've mentioned before that Star Suckers, you got to go and see the Star Suckers documentary. But so there's a Star Suckers documentary, excellent expose on how people react in the presence of what they see as power and the chance even to try to get into that kind of business of celebrity, and how they grovel and even give their children to strangers who say that they'll make them into stars. It's quite something to watch. The people. It's so predictable and sad, isn't it? Very, very sad. So, you know, it's astonishing to me that folk have no... You understand, a wild animal, and this is what they talk about at the top, because they're all Darwinists, true Darwinists. They truly believe in the survival of the fittest, and those who, as Charles Galton Darwin said, retain their wildness, their ability to think in not just in a linear fashion, but in different ways. What's the angle on this? What's the spin? What's what? And they do that. And therefore, they said they'd never altered themselves mentally through medications, forced medications on the population, or any other forms of making them dumb and stupid, actually. Because they would be guiding planet Earth like the captain of a ship. So they'd have to retain their wild survival capabilities. They also said that the public wouldn't need that because the state would be making all their decisions for them. And hasn't it worked, eh? This is what I've mentioned before too, that the series Star Suckers, not the porno one by the way, the one that's put out by a television company to show you how public relations works and how parents will give their children away if they truly believe they're going to be a celebrity. To total strangers. That's how stupid the public are today. That's what Albert Pike said in Morals and Dogma, the High Mason in charge of the World Revolutionary Society of his time. He said, those who will not use their own brain power, their minds, are therefore beasts of burden and stake on the table by choice and consent. And that's why in very high masonry, they truly believe their function being, you know, illumined and above the rest, that was risen above the bottom guys in the pyramid, the public are there to be used and ripped off like any other herd. You won't hear that from the bottom ones because, as Pike said himself, they're just the outer portico. They're told all they need to know and no more. I've mentioned over the years a particular video you've got to see, and it was called Star Suckers, and it's a two-part, you've got to see both parts of it, but it shows you how ordinary folk in the street react when you think a TV or a model or an actor is walking down the street, and all they do, you can actually hire photographers to come around like a big bunch of bees going around you and flashing away, and everyone around you will think they're a star. $300 an hour is what it could cost you. And people do this thing. And everyone should. They get out of the way. Everybody gets out of the way and goes, hands over the face. Oh, wow. Did you see them? I saw them. Who was it? I don't know. It must be a new movie star. Whoa. All that stuff. That's how simple we react, you see. Because you see it so many times on television. You react the way that the dunces on television reacted. The same way, hand over the mouth. You know, who's that? But you ought to see how it's done. And you ought to see, too, how the power of television has altered everyone. Where you see parents giving their children to total strangers to pretend that they're going to act in a children's ad on television. And they give them an artificial chicken and a machete to chop the chicken's heads off. And the folk are standing there giving their children away to these strangers to get it done. That's how stupid people are. Yeah, they are stupid. That's why you're giving their brain, you've got to learn to use it, you know. That's why you're giving their brain, you've got to learn to use it, you know. That's why you're giving their brain, you've got to learn to use it, you know. And you also see how they can make folk believe in anything through the power of television. The second part goes into the power of charity and charities. And some of the present big front men, ex-pop stars, etc., who literally are the advocates for more loans for the third world countries, Ethiopia, etc. But where the money really goes, billions and billions are raked in. Raked in like crazy. No one's taking account of it except the notes in the billions. But only a few thousand end up where it's supposed to go, that kind of stuff. So you've got to watch all of it. Now, this has been pulled so many times, you seem to have mentioned it, and someone's got an awful job keeping it, put it up there all the time. But anyway, it's back up again. So at the end of the night, I'll put up the link, and you can go to it, if it's still up there by the end of the night, and watch it. You've got to watch both parts of it, and never forget what you see. Never forget it. Very important. And never forget what you see. Never forget it. Very important. And never forget what you see. Never forget it. Very important. Also, too, I've mentioned, it's a good video actually on, it's called Starsuckers. The Starsuckers came out about the gullibility of the general public and how, and the celebrity age, where they actually set up fake tents inside malls and had signs up, your child can be a star. And mums were handing their children over to total strangers, just on these billboards and so on. Anything could have been done, and actually a few things were done. They showed them doing it. But I showed you how stupid people are today with celebrity culture and television and all the rest of it. But also did a really good part near the end on the fake massive charities of big celebrities that are involved in garnering billions of pounds in aid, and none of it gets to where it's going. And speaking of that, well, Bono has one wish as he meets Merkel in Berlin, the self-appointed guy on behalf of, you know, Soros and all the rest of them. He says, the U2 frontman was in Berlin yesterday to remind Germany of its promise, right, so we've got countries now, Germany of its promise to spend 0.7% of its gross national product on development aid. So now they want a chunk of your whole GDP, basically. It says, the Killarney-based musician wants a new generation of evidence-based activists, or factivists, I call them fascists, to see that come to fruition. His trip to Germany, where he spoke to a group of young campaign activists as part of his efforts to try and urge governments to continue providing funding for programs to combat poverty and disease. Now, it's such a massive scam, this, because you understand, it works in with the IMF, it works in with the World Bank and the Bank for International Settlements. Your leaders, at least the guys that pretend to lead you, that you see, your prime ministers and presidents, and your governments, in fact, have become in the bank. They're in the banking profession. They take they borrow money from the world bankers. They put you all down, the citizens, as guarantors to pay off the loan, and they give this money to other third world countries. And when the third world countries can't repay it, which seldom they can, a few years later, the government comes up with it. It's all about in the paper about it. Then the government will just scrub it off. One of these guys come out, oh, scrub it. Okay, you scrub off the debt, but the country, you lot, the guarantors are left to pay it off. And then your leaders will then give them another loan. This is how the con of banking also works, folks. But you got to watch that, Starsuckers, if you can get a hold of it. It's so good. It's really so good on the cons that have been pulled in the past. Got to see it. Also tonight too, I mentioned the good video, and it's to do with Starsuckers. Make sure you get the right one. It's the one to do with going into how you're manipulated through perception management. And but also the second half, don't forget to watch it. It goes through the big boys that give you, you know, from the music industry, and how they're into charity and to help you. And they're raking billions of dollars. And none of it gets to where it's supposed to go. But it's a big fanfare, and all the stars that you just love, you've been taught to love them, are up there getting all the cash rolling in. And of course, I've mentioned Bono, for instance, many times, as he's a front man for the big boys at the top for the banks. You see, the scam is that your countries will sign on to give money to another country. We're going to give these poor folk money. But with our country's broke, so we'll borrow it from the World Bank. And we'll put the, say, the Canadians or the Americans down as the guarantors to pay it off if this third country defaults, the third country defaults. And they do it every time. Once they default, there's no problem. Because your country then have got you down already for the guarantors, and then you immediately are told, well, give them another loan, which you do. This has been going on my whole life. And there's all these front guys, guys like Bono, you know. And here he is in the paper. Bono insists moving the U2, you know, his, the group that he was in, that was made up for them, of course, like the dollar, for lower taxes was just business. So he moved offshore for his taxes. So he got a lower taxing. So we live in an amazing system of psychopolitics, psychowarfare, and psychological techniques used all the time, not just by advertising, but pretty well everything out there. I refreshed my memory again not too long ago with another look at the documentary called Star Suckers. It's called Star Suckers. And it really is good for its time. I think it was 2010, maybe it was put out around then. And it was up to date with reality television and all, and how everyone's reared on television. And it shows you so much in a simple way that anybody can learn of techniques that are used on you all the time from television. And those who understand the techniques of using television for changing your opinions or your views or whatever it happens to be. So it was a well done construct on how people are dominated by this a system. They actually see it as a superior intellect, the very thing called television. They actually see it as a superior intellect, the very thing called television. They actually see it as a superior intellect, the very thing called television. Whoever comes across must be, they worship it. They worship the folk that are on it. They really worship them. And they encourage you to worship them. Until now, news is mainly about what is called celebrities. At one time, they were just actors and actresses. But eventually, they were raised up to a status. Now they're celebrity. They're rich people, you see. And everyone wants to worship them. And they do. And they can tell you all about their affairs and their divorces. And this is what occupies your mind as you live your little short lifespan. That's quite good, really, isn't it? Those who want to buy the books and this I have at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, look up the website, take notes of all the official sites I have there. And you can get the books and discs there. And you can also donate. It tells you where to donate to as well, how you do it. From myself, Alan Watt, it's good night. May your God or your gods go with you.
There's a little slot on a radio show as well.